let's come back to this TSH test. So let's say the person is floridly symptomatic, comes right out of the textbook of hyper or hypothyroidism, is perfect, and the TSH is spot on, cold, normal. Then what?
In those cases, particularly if you are convinced the patient has symptoms and signs consistent with underactive or overactive thyroid, you would probably not stop at the TSH. You would go ahead and collect the actual thyroid hormones themselves, which may be T4 or T3. We've been talking about autoimmune thyroid disease affecting the thyroid gland itself, and that is absolutely true. That is what autoimmune thyroid disease affects. But the thyroid gland can also be affected by non-autoimmune disease. So if that pituitary gland, thymaster gland, has stopped functioning for some reason, now remember, this is more rare, but if that happens, then the signals won't be sent to the thyroid. The TSH may actually look fine, a little low, a little high, a little normal, but you can't use the TSH in that situation. So if we think the thyroid is dysfunctional for some other reason besides autoimmunity or a direct attack, we may go on and measure the T3 and T4. Now, the difficulty lies if a patient is having symptoms and everything's normal. You know, if the TSH is fine, T4 and T3 are fine, many practitioners are drawing another test called antibody tests. So TPO antibodies is something that
thyroperoxidase antibodies.
Absolutely.
Anti-thyroid peroxidase antibodies.
Correct. Anti-thyroid peroxidase antibodies are the ones that are associated with autoimmune thyroid disease, which we've called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. The trouble is a lot of people in the population, particularly women and particularly as we age, can have TPO antibodies in circulation but not yet have any destruction of the thyroid gland. When these folks come to us with symptoms, it's a very difficult conversation because we can't give thyroid hormone. It's not safe to do it when the thyroid gland is still functioning. But people may complain of things like fatigue and difficulty concentrating. Currently, we don't offer medical treatments for people who just have thyroid antibodies detectable.